Hello and welcome to episode 17 of The Oz Effect. I'm your host, Heath Aston. Great to have you again with us tonight. Hope you're going to enjoy this episode. And tonight we've got news from around the world. We've got radio signals from out of space. There's been some wormholes sighted over Cape Town, South Africa. And is someone really living on the planet Mars? And tonight our main topic on The Oz Effect, we're looking at a bizarre phenomenon. Can we travel between dimensions? Can we be another us? Or do we slip between realities? Tonight, we're looking at what is often called the Mandela Effect. Now, more on that shortly, but first, we have in news this week that scientists have picked up possibly intelligent radio waves from a distant alien planet. Now, astronomers have picked up five mysterious unidentified radio signals that could originate from outside the Milky Way. These fast radio bursts include one double signal which has never been heard before, and they've left astronomers buzzing with excitement over the possibility of it being a message with alien origins. Only 11 of the unidentified transient radio pulses have ever been recorded around the world, and it's curious that this new double blast, which was accompanied by four single blasts of radio waves, it's been baffling astronomers analysing the data and actually coming from right here in Australia at the Parkes Radio Telescope in New South Wales, Australia. For those movie buffs, the Parkes Radio Telescope is the one that famously appeared in the movie The Dish, and they actually used it during the first lunar landing back in 1969. Now, Emily Petrov from Swinburne University in Melbourne, who's one of the team who discovered these signals, believes that the origin could be more remarkable than anything recorded before. She's just popped up on her tweets, "We have no idea what's going on, but we know it's definitely something cool." The discovery's being compared in significance to the recording of the WOW signal, a strong narrowband radio wave that was found by Jerry Eamon back in 1977. Now, that radio burst, which was picked up by the Big Ear Radio Telescope of the Ohio State University in the United States, bore all the expected hallmarks of non-terrestrial origin, but it hasn't been detected since. Now, fast radio bursts, or FRBs as they're also known, were first discovered from records back in 2007, and we finally saw one in real time, for the first time, last year. However, there's never been, until now, a double blast of radio signal. They're quickfire bursts of radio energy originating from great distances away, and as a result, must have contained a huge amount of energy, and their source remains a total mystery. More conventional theories about these bursts include them being created by evaporating black holes, supergiant pulsar pulses, or the collapse of especially large stars, but the team said it was difficult to match any of these with the double blast, suggesting that intelligent origin is a serious possibility. Nigel Watson, author of the UFO Investigations Manual, said, "Every unusual signal from outer space encourages us to wonder if it is from an alien civilization. It would be fantastic if this is an alien signal, as the knowledge that we are not alone in this vast universe would have a dramatic impact on our perception of our place in the scheme of things. It would certainly give the opportunity for UFO spotters to say, 'We told you aliens exist,' and take an interest in our activities, and you didn't believe us." So, as always with humans, it always comes down to, "I told you so." But at this point, we've got no explanation as to what these radio signals actually are, what they may represent in terms of a message, or maybe where they exactly came from. So we'll be looking forward to hearing more news about that as it comes to light. And our news now takes us over to Cape Town in South Africa, where green wormholes have been sighted and photos are all over Twitter, sending it apparently into meltdown. Now, on the Twitter tag #UFO, there's been trending a variety of posts about the odd sightings. The scene was so bizarre that some even questioned if it was a portal or a wormhole opening in the sky from another dimension. Now, one UFO spotter said, "This has been all over Twitter. A few people posted sightings of this green glowing disc over South Africa. It was in the Cape of Good Hope over Cape Town." Now, in the enlargement that they've made of this photo, you can clearly see that it is made out of a disc shape and it has a glowing bottom centre, almost as if it looks like a hole in the sky with light coming through it. It's certainly an amazing looking photo. You can see the streets of Cape Town and this green light in the sky with the light coming down out of it. What I'm going to be doing shortly is we'll be posting, as always, these articles up on our website, on the blog, theozeffect.org. Just have a look for podcast episode 17. You can have a look at the photo there and see what you think of it. It really is an incredible one, and I'll mention shortly where else we'll be posting that after this next story, which is all about the Mars rover. Now, the Mars rover is wandering around. It's certainly been sending back some amazing photographs of the planet Mars. And certainly, as you may have read previously, it's creating a lot of interest in some of the weird visual anomalies that are being seen. And the latest is that there's a mysterious dome that has been found on the surface of Mars. Now, these photos are in black and white. They're a little bit grainy, but this is a strange-looking dome. It seems to almost be shiny. Looks like it's having some sort of surface reflection coming off it from sunlight. And the Mars rover has taken a photo of it. And the questions are being asked, is this actually some sort of structure? It's apparently easy to spot. It's sitting on a hill. It's a large raised formation in the area over the top. And its isolation and the surface, which does appear to be different from the surrounding rocks and soil, make it look like it just doesn't belong to the natural layout of the area. So if it's not natural, what is it? Now, as I said, there's a glow or a light in the middle of the dome, and that suggests that it may be metallic and reflecting sunlight. Or it could be a window emitting internal light is another suggestion that's being made. It certainly is an amazing photograph, and it really does look like there is actually a dome sitting there on this hillside there on the planet Mars. So once again, we'll be posting that photo up for you as well. Now, the interesting thing also, a little bit of Oz Effect news, we are now on Instagram. Given how many of our articles we post about them have a photo, just like the last two with the wormhole and with the Martian dome, we thought it was probably a good idea that we actually have an easy source for you to have a look at the photos. Tonight, I've actually posted up the Mars dome, so you can go and have a look at that one there. Now, our username, nice and easy, just look up Oz Effect and you'll find us there. We've posted a few different photos on there, and I'm posting them up regularly, so you get something else every other day or so to have a look at. Also, for example, from last week's episode, I've posted the Trunco, that monster that was having the fight with the killer whales there in the ocean of South Africa. So you can have a look at the 1924 photo of Trunco lying there dead on the beach, just there for you to see. So I hope you enjoy those and have a look at those and see what you think of those photos. So like us over there, and I'll keep regularly posting the photos up there, and I'll make sure that the wormhole photo gets up on there too, if that's easy for you to go and have a look at. So while you're going and registering as following Oz Effect, we're just going to take a short break and we'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're with The Oz Effect. Welcome back. So what we're looking at tonight is often known as the Mandela Effect, and this is going to be our main topic. Now, I heard about this recently and thought this idea was really wild and it just fascinated me, so I thought I've got to do a podcast on this. Now, the Mandela Effect can be defined as the phenomenon where a group of people discover that a global fact, one that they feel they know to be true and have specific personal memories for, has apparently changed in the world around them. Now, this was inspired, and it's where it gets its name from, by the idea that has come through on social media and people talking around the world, where they actually believe that former South African leader Nelson Mandela actually died many years ago. Now, while it's getting on now, he actually only died in 2013, but when that occurred, a lot of people said were surprised to find out that he was actually still alive, and they vividly remember the fact that he had already passed away. So how do we accept this anomaly in the way we remember things?